With more and more music available to listen and purchase directly through the internet, one casualty of this phenomenon in recent years has been the neighborhood record store. According to the Almighty Institute of Music Research, some 3,100 record stores around the country have closed just since 2003. So, a consortium of independent stores and trade groups organized to have last Saturday declared Record Store Day across the country. In the Tampa Bay area, there are several such stores existing, if not exactly thriving, such as Daddy Cool's in St. Petersburg, Mojo Books and Music on Fowler Avenue in Tampa, and Vinyl Fever in South Tampa. Jesse Poole is the manager at Vinyl Fever. He says the music store industry has always had to embrace change to some extent, and if you don't believe him, try finding many places where you can still buy 8-track or cassettes. But he believes there will always be record stores around.
There's always going to be, you know, collectors who want the tactile experience of going to a record store, and there's always going to be the people who want, you know, not just collectors, but people in general who want a tactile experience, who don't want to just be able to log on and download one song, who want, you know, we're here, we can give people advice, we can, you know, help them, you know, they tell us what they want, you know, are into, we can always turn them on to something else, and you can't get that with the internet, you know, so I think people are always going to want that no matter what becomes of the industry. So,
according to Nielsen SoundScan, retail outlets accounted for 42% of album sales last year. That's down from 68% back in 2001. But for those stores still around, there is a product that people want. George Patino was co-manager at Vinyl Fever.
Vinyl's actually making a comeback, believe it or not. You know, there's a lot of people that still like the sound of vinyl. And I really feel that if you, like, audiophiles, like pure audiophile people, know that the sound quality of listening to an album or a CD is superior than listening to something on your iPod. Yeah. Like, it's a better quality of sound. Not everybody cares about that, but there are people that still care about that. So that's why a lot of the newer bands, too, like Rancatours and all those bands, they're releasing all their new stuff on vinyl.
Vinyl Fever had a special sale on Saturday, with certain discs only 99 cents. That prompted Mark from St. Petersburg to make some interesting choices.
Small Dead, Fabulous Thunderbirds, William Topley, Jeff Black on Duotone, which is good stuff, old Terrence Trent D'Arby, Wussy, which is the Ass Pony's new band. And I'm not familiar with this one, but it looked good.
Sonny Mullins from St. Petersburg says he buys music off the internet, but says he comes to Vinyl Fever about once a month.
I look for weird things now. Stuff in compilations you can't find on an album that are out of print for years and things of that nature. So,
Nikki from St. Petersburg said early Saturday afternoon she had already visited Daddy Cool Records on Central Avenue in St. Pete and said she couldn't bear to live in a world where stories like that don't exist anymore.
That would be terrible. I mean, there's just so much music and you get to see new things, and not only do you get to listen to music, it's like the art on the covers and the album covers, and especially vinyl, it has a history, and it's really just it's an art form.
With many young people living in a world where the accessibility to all types of music is simply a keystroke away, Nikki says there's a lot some of these music fans are missing out on.
I think the younger generation is spending too much time in their house, being lazy, and like not getting out and doing stuff like this. So
there's a whole social aspect of listening to music anyway.
Exactly, and just meeting people and talking to people about it instead of like sitting on your computer and being so like impersonal and lazy.
At Vinyl Fever on Saturday afternoon, a live DJ crew called Business Casual was slated to entertain, as well as local singer-songwriter Lance Rowland. It's those live in-concert events that the store has always done that also distinguishes itself from the online experience. Again, manager Jesse Poole.
You know, hopefully we'll always have a home around here, and, you know, we'll always be in the area, and, you know, as long as business stays as what it is, we'll always be here and always be here for the customers, so.
But he remains confident that this independent record store off of Henderson Boulevard can keep strong in the new world.
I think so. I think definitely. I think, you know, we're going to have to make changes, and, you know, we're going to have to adapt to what's on the forefront. But I think, you know, as long as, you know, we keep serving, you know, the level of customer service we can provide, and, you know, I think we'll be here as long as people are interested in music.